This writer was really proud of their daily writing habit, as they should be, but their inner critic was getting louder. Poking through the happiness and the pride of their drafting progress were doubts, big doubts. Their inner critic was screaming, "Of course you're making progress, because you're not doing it right. There's no depth. It sucks. Anyone can write every day if the words are shit, and it's probably so bad you'll never fix it." Ouch, right? Also, relatable. Welcome to the Write It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Fraser, a formerly repressed creative soul turned fiction writer, story editor, and author accelerator certified fiction book coach. At Write It Scared, we tell the truth about why writing a novel is so hard by acknowledging that most writers grapple with two stories, the one they want to put on the page to the best of their ability, and the often subconscious internal story that prevents them from doing it. This show is designed to help you identify and rewrite the internal narrative holding you back while you discover and write the story you want to tell and learn all the tools to help you do that successfully. Join me each week for a new episode where we'll talk about writing to deepen our understanding of the craft and of ourselves as writers. Writing a novel is an inside job that we do not do alone. Welcome to Write It Scared. I'm glad you're here. Let's dive in. Hey, writer. Welcome back to episode 9 of the Write It Scared podcast. Today is a solo show, and I'm so happy you're here. We're going to talk about the inner critic and how to overcome it by tapping into your inner writer's wisdom. And if you just said, inner writer's wisdom, what's that? Well, this is a good episode for you. As writers, we often talk about the painful struggle of dealing with our inner critic. We're not strangers to this. I mean, we're constantly looking for ways to silence that internal writing bully. And you know the voice I'm talking about. It's the pushy one that says some version of, this is not good enough. And for most of us, this is a pretty constant battle. And if we're not careful, it can be paralyzing. And worse still, it can make us discount our progress. So I want to share a story with you. One of the writers in my small group book coaching programs was recently sharing how they'd been making great drafting progress, brilliant, in fact, but they still felt insecure. They'd been on a solid writing streak, having written every day since November of 2023. And yes, at the time I'm recording this, we're in spring of 2024. I know, every single day. Now, some days it was only a sentence, some days it was a paragraph, some days more. And I'm not saying that your writing process or progress needs to look like that. That's just what was working for this writer, so to each their own. Anyway, this writer was really proud of their daily writing habit, as they should be, but their inner critic was getting louder. Poking through the happiness and the pride of their drafting progress were doubts, big doubts. Their inner critic was screaming, "Of course you're making progress, because you're not doing it right. There's no depth. It sucks. Anyone can write every day if the words are shit, and it's probably so bad you'll never fix it." Ouch, right? Also, relatable. I catch myself thinking similar things some of the time. How about you? So they shared that this fight was pretty constant, it was getting uglier, and that they could quiet the inner critic for a while, but it always came back and it was getting stronger. And they asked me on a group coaching call if I thought that the inner critic ever goes away. And I said no, at least not in my experience, but that I thought we could get better at dealing with it and catching the unhelpful thoughts and behaviors that follow, and that the more we practice just being self-aware and leaning into our healthy habits, the more efficient we could become at getting back to what really matters, which is writing. And I've been reflecting on this conversation for a few weeks now, and though I wasn't wrong, I did miss an opportunity to share the other half of the equation that day. It's not just about self-awareness or good habits. It's also about learning to become your greatest ally by practicing self-love and gratitude for your efforts and comforting yourself when it gets hard so that you can move forward. This is about becoming your own cheerleader. Mel Robbins, who I love, has this saying, "No one is coming." And it's true. We can get all the outside help in the world, but at the end of the day, it's on us to pull the trigger. It's on us to stay in the game. It's on us to take the leap into uncertainty. No one can do this for us. But the good news is we don't have to do it alone. And here's what I want you to know. The voice of the critic isn't the only voice inside that you have access to. There's another, a calm, supporting voice, which is much quieter. This is the voice of our inner knowing, or our inner mentor, however you like to put it. And shouting is not their style. So some of us don't even know it exists until it's pointed out. I didn't know I had a voice like that inside of me until I was shown. So if you feel the same, then perhaps this is your sign. When we get quiet and still, we can find it. And it's filled with grace and wisdom and guidance to help us through the hard times. All we need to do is learn how to access it and then turn up the volume. I learned about this voice a few years ago when I read Tara Moore's book, Playing Big, Practical Wisdom for Women Who Want to Speak Up, Create, and Lead, and I highly recommend it to help you find and cultivate a relationship with your inner writer's wisdom, who knows your next right step and is going to hold your hand as you take it. And though this book is aimed at women, anyone would benefit. So take what you like and leave the rest. And the other thing it will help you with is understanding what your inner critic is really trying to do, which is simply keep you safe. Keep you safe from taking risks that could expose you to dangerous things like harsh criticism or judgment. And as you can see from my client story, one of the ways the inner critic accomplishes your safety is by doling out its own brand of very harsh judgment. So, writer, your inner critic is just a big old scaredy cat that roars loud to keep the threats away. That's its job. Tapping into your inner writer's wisdom will soothe the beast, and it will help you view it with a sense of compassion. So here are some tips to help you find and cultivate this inner wisdom. Number one, get still. Quiet your body and your mind in whatever way works for you, and imagine yourself years down the road as the wise, knowing, kind, smarter version of yourself you'd like to become. And then imagine meeting them and getting to know them. Number two, ask your inner writer questions. Share your struggles. Ask for guidance. Number three, write about it. Spend a few minutes journaling about the exercise of meeting your inner mentor and how they responded to you. How did it feel? What did you learn? And as I did, I bet you find that you already knew the answers. Your inner critic was just being so loud and distracting that you couldn't pay attention to the wisdom. Number four, practice tuning in and adjusting the volume between your inner critic and your inner writer's wisdom. And when you get stuck, turn inside and ask your question. As with improving our writing craft, toggling between the two voices is a lifelong job, an inside job, and it's a learning process. So approach it with curiosity and openness and see where it takes you, because ultimately, what will it hurt you to try? I hope this episode helps you see that self-doubt is normal, that having an inner critic is normal, but it doesn't have to stop you from writing your story. And one of the best things you can do when you're facing the stuck, when you're feeling frozen, when that inner critic is screaming, is to reach out to others whom you trust to normalize and validate the feelings. And then apply perspective and tools to help you find your inner wisdom and keep going. That way you become your own best ally and you move forward. Practice cultivating that calming inner voice and increasing its volume as you simultaneously decrease the volume on the inner critic. Knowing your inner critic will never go away, but you can stand solid in the knowledge that you're the one who gets to control the settings. If you are looking for community, guidance, and support to help you reach your writing goals while you simultaneously learn to tone down the volume on the inner critic and tap into that inner writer's wisdom, consider my small group book coaching programs for writers in story development and drafting. I'll make sure to post a link to that service in the show notes so you can check it out. Thanks for tuning in today, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Write It Scared podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. And please leave a review. Reviews help other writers like you find the voices and messages they need to hear to continue to write their stories. Let's lift each other up. Remember, you can be scared and still be unstoppable. I'll see you next week.